This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Over the weekend, the University of Maryland had a legendary commencement speaker.
You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech.
Wait, that's not Patrick Mahomes?
Could be.
Could be. If you can't see, you have no idea what's going on. So I appreciate him describing he's a frog.
What's actually turned out to be a pretty beautiful evening. Yeah. Either way, I can guarantee you the forecast calls for a 100% chance of frog.
Kermit the Frog, baby. Let's go.
Just throwing out dad jokes.
Oh, well, he had so many. I mean, it was a couple of them were groaners, but for the most part, I was very entertained.
And the reason that he was the commencement speaker is that Jim Henson was a Maryland alumni. And so Kermit did bring that up.
You and I share someone very special, University of Maryland, and I am talking, of course, about my friend Jim Henson. Yeah, Jim, in the early days, he had a hand in literally everything I did.
Okay, that's a quality joke right there. I have to say, because I remember, I don't know if you remember where you were and what state of mind you were in for your commencement speech, but I was very stoned.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Andy and I thought it'd be hilarious to get stoned before our big, you know, graduation ceremony,
of
which
course
was a terrible idea because my family was there and I started nodding off. So my parents were getting me a hard time because they thought I fell asleep, which I kind of did, but I was stoned I didn't want to tell them that. So now I'm paranoid. If all of a sudden Kermit the Frog showed up to give a speech, I would be in tears. That would be the greatest day of my life.
Well, it wasn't all jokes up there, Steve. He did have some wisdom to bestow upon the graduates.
Jim shared with me that when he was first coming up with the idea for the Muppet Show, nobody knew what they had, but Jim knew who he had. He could always see the spark in someone. He saw the potential, and he saw...
Okay, hold on a second. I know this is the actual guy who voices Kermit the Frog. Like,
Matt Vogel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how did all of a sudden Kermit sound like he's like an Italian mobster? He saw the potential.
He saw the potential.
Hey, the potential.
And he saw what was unique in each person. And that really stuck with me, which is why you'll see me hanging out with a bear and a pig and a penguin and a prawn and whatever Gonzo is. Seriously, if anybody knows, please see me after the ceremony. But Jim believed that everyone had a place.
The whole time I'm watching this, though, I have to say, like, all I'm picturing is there's a guy underneath that table or that podium that's just reading the script.
A little microphone.
Right? Like, what a weird thing. Like, you're giving the commencement speech. That Matt guy is giving the commencement speech, but he really isn't.
No, he doesn't. He could wear whatever he wants down there, you know? He didn't have to dress up in one of the goofy outfits or anything like that.
But poor Kermit did. He did have this. I thought this was a pretty cool moment, though.
Here's a little advice. If you're willing to listen to a frog, rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together.
That's very adorable.
Grab my hand. come over here.
So obviously you were very stoned for your graduation.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about my...
You don't remember who your speaker was?
I don't even know if we had one. It was Plattsburgh State University. It was probably, maybe it was the principal, the dean. I have no idea. What about you?
Honestly, I Googled it because I couldn't remember. It appears that it was the president at the time, President V. Lane Rollins, and then a guy named Mark Suyin, who was an alumni and a chairman of the board, some CEO guy. Don't remember that at all. And to your point, they opened the bar, the Coug, where I was in the mug club. They opened that at like 6 a.m.
So were you all hammered?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because they staggered. There was like an 8 a.m. and then an 11:30 a.m. and a 3 p.m. And I think we were the 8 a.m. So we were at the bar early, and we probably stayed up most of the night anyway.
Well, that sounds on brand for you. You left WSU the same way that you experienced WSU, and now it's just S-face.
That is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.